Cheryl Myers is the Senior Vice President for Planning and Development for Charlotte Center City Partners. In 2011, her group unveiled a set of recommendations to City Council, including doing a study of the city's interstate highway system. The city commissioned an Uptown Loop study, the first comprehensive study of the loop since it was completed in 1981.
The reason we did it was so that we could make sure that that facility accommodated the growth and development of Uptown and the surrounding neighborhoods or the center city for the next 20 or 30 years.
Researchers found that crash rates at three of its interchanges are up to three times the national average. They are the interchanges at Belkin I-77, I-77 and Brookshire, and I-277 and Independence Boulevard. These are places where you are forced to quickly weave through a couple lanes of traffic.
What we are driving on now is the result of decisions that in some cases were made about 50 years ago.
Norman Steinman is the Planning and Design Division Manager of Charlotte's Department of Transportation. He's been working with highway officials from North Carolina's Department of Transportation for more than a year on the study. The study's preliminary conclusions and recommendations will be given at tonight's City Council meeting. The full study will be released next month. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.